Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Herb Conyers. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marino Pieretti. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Marino Pieretti. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marlon Stewart. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Marlon Stewart. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Tucker moves to second. Herb Conyers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conyers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski fields it and throws to second for the out. Tucker moves to third. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Conyers. The throw from House and he is safe. Conyers steals second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Stewart. Tucker scores. Conyers moves to third. Rosen moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell bunts towards the mound. Pieretti fields it and throws to first for the out. Pretty moves to second. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball four. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pieretti fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a fly ball towards left. Lemon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lemon. Groth goes all the way around to score. Krahoski moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Kell reaches second base with a double. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mullen hits a line drive into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kell moves to third. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to home to get Kell. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to second. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Herb Conyers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conyers is 0-for-1 in the game. Conyers is called out on strikes. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lapon hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Pieretti. House moves to third. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pieretti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti is 0 for 1 in the game. Pieretti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila bunts towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Murray moves to third. Pieretti moves to second. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murray scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Herb Conyers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conyers is 0 for 2 in the game. Conyers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Kell reaches second base with a double. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kell scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pieretti fields it and throws to first for the out. Mullen moves to second. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 2 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lapon hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. House hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Stewart moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Neil Berry now playing third base. Don Callaway now playing second base. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby pinch hits for Marino Pieretti. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Doby now playing center field. Thurman Tucker now playing right field. Steve Gromek now pitching. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mullen strikes out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Conyers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conyers is 0 for 3 in the game. Conyers hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Luke Easter pinch hits for Jim Lemon. Ray Herbert now pitching. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rosen moves to third. Boone moves to second. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mullen who is chasing the ball. Murray reaches third base with a triple. Rosen scores. Boone scores. Easter goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Hal White now pitching. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murray scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Indians. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Mitchell now playing left field. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 3 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into right field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. House hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tucker. House reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Hal White. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. House scores. Wirtz moves to second. It's 7-5, Indians. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson now pitching. Herb Conyers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conyers is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Conyers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. Rosen moves to third. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. LaPon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Neil Berry. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.